Well, howdy. I'm just here to let you know that you are about to listen to clips from a recently released Patreon and Locals Only exclusive episode. This can be accessed by contributing financially, starting off at a measly 5 Federal Reserve notes a month. I suspect that there may be some of you who perceive this as an unnecessary evil. Well, at one point I would have agreed with you, but I've since come to realize that perhaps I was looking at the whole exchange in the wrong way. Instead of seeing it as a tactic to entice people to make the financial leap just for the sake of wanting to access the complete episodes, I began to see it as rewarding those who had already taken the leap for their kindness in doing so. The links to do such things will be in the episode notes below. Thanks ahead of time for your kindness.
So the people you're talking about, that is almost, what's the word? It's, I don't want to say evil, but it's deceptive for sure, because they want you to see just their face or the angle from, you know, taking the picture way up here or whatever.
Then you meet them in real life.
But they're not doing the work to be that person, which means that they don't want to be the way that they are. They recognize that, and they're still not making any changes except for on social media or pictures, which is the laziest way you could possibly be.
I mean,
but without
fair,
the depression.
They spent like 20 minutes editing that photo so it would look like that. So
they must have burned some calories editing the photo.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like they at least have the mindset to do something about it if they're aware.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't quite given up because they know what they want and they could achieve it.
Yeah. Well, it's the arm's length between, you know, this lifestyle that you're actually living and your ideal that you would like to be. But there's so many ways to pad that. Pad it with filters. Pad it with, I know that nobody's going to fat shame me. This society does everything that it can to not force people to reflect on themselves. So we're all about, it seems like at this point, just sort of coddling anybody's mental illness or fragile state of mind instead of teaching them to empower themselves and bolster themselves and have a backbone. We're sort of giving them more cushions and saying, oh, we'll spoon feed you. And it's not helping at all. It's making matters worse, much worse, I think.
Yeah, and it's going to get to the point where when we're old, we're not going to be getting spoon fed because they're all going to be needing their diaper changed.
They'll all be mad at us because we're not still spoon feeding them, even though
right.
We're immobile.
Exactly. Exactly.
Still living at our house and shit.
I think so much of it is just having an ongoing curiosity with life. And it's really easy to get kind of pigeonholed into the conspiracy realm because there is so much just really rich terrain there. But I think what we have tried to do is not just speak to people we agree with, but really try to expand and kind of push our limits a little bit and talk to people who we don't necessarily agree with. Sometimes those people won't come on, but that's really what I'm interested in, is I don't want to just keep talking about the same shit with people who see the world in the same way that I do, because I don't find that interesting.
Every single person I've tried to invite on that like either talks shit in a comment or sends a message or whatever, I'm like, I'm more than willing to talk this out with you. Come on the show. And they're like, no.
Well, I have a very liberal friend who lives in Chicago whose views are, as far as politics go, 100% opposite of mine. Mm-hmm. But he's an awesome dude. And I've met him and his wife and his kid. I used to work with him. He's a super nice person. And we got along great. But just political wise, I saw him and I was like, hey, it seems like your politics are very different. Do you want to come on our show? And it's not a debate. I just want to hear your side of things and your views and give you a platform to talk about how you feel. And he was like, no, I'll take a pass on this one. Thanks, though.